Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So excited for the privilege to pray for you. It is a privilege that we can pray every single day, every single moment if we want to. And there are times in my life where that's all I'm doing is just breathing prayer. This is brought to you today by Healing Every Day. It's a 90-day devotional that helps walk you through the stages of healing. I don't even know if there are stages. I'm just saying the parts of healing, the aspects of healing. And it takes you from Genesis to Revelation. So you'll experience the whole counsel of Scripture as you go through. These are verses that have totally blessed me on the healing journey and have stood out to me personally on this journey that I've been walking on. And so if that resonates with you or you know someone that needs that, pick up a copy. It'd be great. Also, this today's verse is 1 Timothy 4:14. And this month we're reading in the New American Standard Version of the Bible, which is the version of the Bible that I read from the moment I became a Christian for many, many, many years. And many of the verses that I've memorized are in the NASB. So here we go. 1 Timothy 4:14 says, "Do not neglect the spiritual gift within you, which was bestowed on you through prophetic utterance with the laying on of hands by the presbytery." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, we are not held hostage by our past, and I'm thankful for that. And it's not the pain that we have experienced, whether it be 25 years ago or 25 seconds ago, is never wasted. And so often you have granted us spiritual gifts that correspond to our pain. And for instance, Lord, for me, I had a hard time dealing with my past, and the way that I processed it was to talk and to write. And those two gifts have been part of my healing journey. And so, Lord, I pray for the person listening today that you would give them discernment on the very unique way that you've created them. Because oftentimes those spiritual gifts that you've given us are part of our healing journey. Lord, I'm so grateful for the books that you have allowed me and given me the privilege to write, because every book has been a book of healing for me. There's been another aspect of healing, and I obviously have needed a lot of healing with 40 books under my belt, but it's just amazing to me, Lord, that you would use my own creativity, which of course you've given me, to be a part of my healing journey. So would you open our eyes today of our creative gifts and how they can influence our healing journey. But not only that, the spiritual gift that you have given us, Lord, at least every believer at least has one amazing gift that you have bestowed on us. It is for our good and it is for our healing journey, but it is also an outward thing. A gift is given for the body of Christ. And so, Lord, I pray that you would just open up new spaces of ministry for my friend listening today that maybe they never have thought of before, or maybe they've been kind of feeling like, oh, well, I'm not anything because I don't have that gift. Lord, I pray you'd help them to revel in the gift that you have given them, and I pray that they would use it to the greatest measure of their strength to bless the body of Christ. Lord, I have a friend who loves to be behind the scenes and help, and I am so utterly and profoundly grateful for her because she has been such a blessing to me, and I thank you that that those kinds of gifts are so important. And Lord, I say that because I don't want people to despise what they may see as a non-upfront gift. So Lord, thank you for every single gift and how the body works together. You remind us that those parts that seem unseemly or small are actually the parts of the body that are the most important. And so, Lord, help my friend today to realize that his or her place in the body of Christ is important and necessary. Lord, I pray for those who are battling suicidal thoughts and they're thinking, I don't have a spiritual gift or I don't have anything to offer. That's just a lie from the pit of hell. They absolutely do. And they have breath in their lungs, and because they do, then they are part of your fleet of ambassadors around the world to share your love. And you know what, Lord, it doesn't take a spiritual gift to share a cool cup of water with someone in need. And so, Lord, I pray today that you would show us those folks in need so that we could love them well, because really that's what spiritual gifts are about. It's about the way in which we love others. So open our eyes to that and give us opportunity to share that love with others, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. As I've said before, you are such a blessing to me. I'm grateful that you're listening. I'm humbled that many of you are listening from on the other side of the Pacific or the Atlantic. I'm coming to you from the United States, so thank you. And if you want to let me know where you're listening from, you can email me at mary@marydemuth.com. I love to hear those stories.